All right, we look at something in Baptist history, and this morning we'll look at one of my favorite stories about a couple of hymn writers. And part of the story is very tragic. The other part is a wonderful part of the story. And I want to tell the story of James McGranahan this morning. Some of you know the story, and many will know the middle part of the story. But James McGranahan was a very talented and cultured American musician who lived from 1840 to 1907. His was one of the great tenor voices of the day, very great voice. He studied for years with famous teachers. They urged him to train for the opera, and in that day, that was the equivalent of a movie star, great fame and fortune, if you were to go into that field. This opened up his imagination, of course, to all the things that could happen, the prospects of money and fame. And he was assured time and time again that it was all within his grasp, and he continued to study. When the story takes place here, he's about 36 years old. He was saved as a young man, though, but he had a good friend whom we know the name very well, Philip Bliss, who was very concerned about him. He was a Christian man. They both lived in Chicago. They both worked, went to D.L. Moody's church, of course, they both worked in the music fields there in Chicago. And Bliss, of course, was just as capable a musician. He had gone through the same kind of experiences as a younger man with his voice, another great tenor voice. However, he had been sensitive to the Lord and had yielded his life to the Lord and had followed God for full-time service. And if you remember, D.L. Moody put together a couple of teams, and we remember mostly Moody's own team, Moody and Sankey, and a preacher would have a song leader, and these two teams would go around, and of course, we know Moody. But Moody also put together another very great evangelist, a couple, I guess, but the one we'll talk about today, Major Whittle, and he recommended that Bliss travel with him as his song leader. And Whittle and Bliss were just about as popular as Moody and Sankey in that day, and they saw thousands of people saved in their meetings. And so Bliss was happy serving the Lord. Of course, Bliss, wrote hundreds of hymns. We only sing about 40 of them, but I'll list some of Bliss's hymns. So these are many of our favorites. Jesus Loves Even Me, Hallelujah, What a Savior. I Gave My Life for Thee, It Is Well With My Soul, Wonderful Words of Life. Let the lower lights be burning. Savior, like a shepherd, lead us. I mean, the list goes on and on. My hope is built on nothing less. Soldiers of Christ, arise. Sweet hour of prayer, just as I am. This is just a handful of the great hymns that he wrote. Bliss was 2 years older than McGranahan. He was 38, but he had a good 12, 13 years of Christian service behind him. And, of course, he was serving the Lord with a Major Whittle. And of course, as I mentioned, they traveled and were a blessing and saw thousands saved. Bliss and his wife were preparing for a trip at Christmas back to her hometown of Pennsylvania, Rome, Pennsylvania, and there was much to be done, but God was burdening his heart for McGranahan, for his friend James, and he took the time to write McGranahan a letter as they were getting ready to go back to Pennsylvania for the Christmas holidays, and he kept thinking of his 36-year-old friend who was still studying music. He was preparing for what? Was he preparing for the opera, or would he be preparing for the Lord's work? And he prayed, and God burdened him to write a letter. He wanted to know the right words to say, and so he wrote a letter, and he needed some encouragement. He showed the letter to Major Whittle, and in the letter, he compared McGranahan's long course of training and all these years of training to go into the opera as a man who was sharpening his scythe for the harvest. At the end of the letter, he strongly urged, in the letter he said, stop whetting the scythe and strike into the grain to reap for the master. Now, McGranahan received the letter just a few days before Christmas, and later he would say in his memoirs that those words touched him like no others had before. He could think of nothing else. Bliss had said, strike into the grain and reap for the master, reap for the master, and this term just kept going over and over in his mind. Day and night, it haunted him. Bliss went to Pennsylvania, you will know the rest of this story. They were traveling home. Bliss said in his writings before he left Pennsylvania, he said it was the happiest Christmas he'd ever known. He was there with his in-laws, his sister. They left their children with his sister. because he had a very busy time ahead of him, and he and his wife traveled back by train to Chicago. He checked his luggage through, and his luggage would go on before him to Chicago, and they traveled back. Of course, outside of the train station in Vestibulo, Ohio, the trestle, which is about 80 feet in the air and just about 100 yards from the station, crumbled beneath the train. This was the United States' greatest train disaster up to this time, and that train plummeted to the ground below. More than 90 of the 150 passengers were killed or later died of injuries. And Bliss somehow survived the fall. An eyewitness says that they saw Bliss crawl out of the train in the fire, realizing his wife was still back in the train in the wreckage. He crawled back into the wreckage to save her, and he was never seen again. No trace of either body was ever recovered. Now, I'm going to take a couple weeks to tell the story, but McGranahan and the evangelist, Major Whittle, both, of course, in Chicago, rushed separately to the scene of the accident, hoping to find, you know, help their friends if he was still alive, or to find the bodies. And so they had not met, McGranahan and Whittle, but they rushed back to Ohio separately, as I said, to try to do something here. And we'll have to pick up the story from there. But if you come back in 2 weeks, we'll finish the story. McGranahan will go on to be a great song leader and used of God, primarily because of Bliss's influence in his life. And I want to thank the Lord for these. These were great men of the last century and what they've done. And we, 150 or so years later, really reap the benefits of those beautiful songs that were written. And so I thank the Lord for Philip Bliss and James McCann. And this morning, we'll finish the story next week.